If you want to reach out to us and talk to us, and it's outside of our normal working hours, like, you know, 6 to 10 in the morning, you can always text us a little voice note if you want. Just send it 502-795-1997.
You can email us, BenandKellyShow@gmail.com. Sure. We can get it that way, too.
Absolutely. So we got this from Stephanie, and it was just like, hey, anyone else in this situation, how did your kid ruin your day?
He threw some poo at me. He took his diaper off and threw his poo at me.
Oh, God. Oh, that is rough.
Yeah, that was pretty gross there, but a quick bath cleaned him up.
Yeah, oh, nice. All right. Quick bath, see? Good. Yeah, you can laugh about it we're now, good. Right? Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Wow. I mean, the taking the diaper off, yeah, that's it's already dicey, but the throwing the poo
yeah.
was the extra level.
Yeah,
there, that's elevated too.
That's very primate-like.
Oh, yes, it is.
That's very
it's
primate.
It's very monkey at the zoo, yes.
Yeah, yeah, that's very, very like yeah. a primate
yeah.
sort of thing.
Yeah. I'm like, all right, so it was kind of put it out there, like, how did your kid ruin your day?
Yeah.
Jessica, yeah. when my daughter was two, she locked me out of the house when I was bringing in the groceries.
Mm-hmm.
When she was five, she kept running in and out of the back door. I went to tell her to stop. She didn't want to hear it. She tried shutting the glass storm door on me so I couldn't reprimand her, and her arm went through it. Glass, sliced her wrist,
oh,
hospital
no.
visits, an ambulance ride.
Oh,
all was
no.
fine. I drank my dinner that night.
Oh, no.
Oh, bless her heart. She sounds like a Spitfire.
So I something similar happened to me. Zoe was maybe two, maybe even littler than that. I mm-hmm. went to, we went out to the West Coast for my sister's wedding.
Mm.
And so we had rented a house right there on the Puget Sound. It was beautiful.
Yes.
And she locks herself in the bathroom.
Oh, gosh.
Of this rented house.
Oh, no.
No one could get her out.
Oh, no.
Like, and it's on, like, the second or third floor, so it's not like you can go outside and, like, get in through the window.
Oh, gosh.
And so we're like, hey, Zoe, we're, like, trying to, like, explain, like,
tell her how to unlock, how to
unlock it. And so we eventually had to dismantle the entire door.
The lock.
From, yes, the outside. So that was...
And she was how old?
Yeah, she was... Man, she was maybe two
oh,
and a half.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, she was little. She was little.
Oh, they're amazing when they figure that stuff out.
Yeah. Julia!
Okay, so my teenage son, who is 14, is standing in the doorway of the bathroom, and he's watching me put on mascara, and he says, why do you do that? And I said, well, I have blonde eyelashes, and I look really tired if I don't have it on. Mm-hmm. And he leans back, and he goes, you still look tired. I don't know why you bother.
I would cry instantly and all day. That's so mean.
Right?
That is beyond brutal.
Brutally honest.
Yeah, I guess so. You know?
Dang it. That is the last thing you need to hear from your kid.
You
why bother? You still look tired.
You still look tired.
I would cry the whole day. That's so mean. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, shoot.
Like, because you know the kids, they're giving you
yeah.
the honesty.
Yeah.
The brutal attached.
Yeah. And you know what? And sometimes
they don't maybe realize it, but it's really brutal.
The filter is not quite there, and
yeah.
it is appreciative.
Sure.
But it's also sometimes very raw.
Well, that's when we hold. Hey, remember the one time when I told you if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all? That's where this applies.
But you know what? If it's family.
No,
I mean, you should be able to just
no. tell your mom she looks tired and why are you bothering you should be able on to be mascara?
You should be able to be raw with your family, right?
Not that raw. Not that raw. I'd cry.
Got a message when my daughter was a baby, I had my husband change a diaper and she projectile number two'd mid diaper change all over him.
Oh.
Made me laugh. He was upset. I'll tell you what, that's something that you learn quickly as
yeah.
a new parent, where you've got to have that other diaper
ready to go.
Ready.
You never know when the next explosion is around the corner.
Yeah, because I remember my daughter Sophia, when she was little, she sneezed.
Oh, yeah.
As I was changing.
That can involuntarily launch things.
Yeah. It did. I look like I got hit by a paintball.
Yeah. I learned that the PPTPs were an excellent gift early on with my son.
Yeah.
You know, learning the whole diaper changing thing for a boy. Yeah, those are handy.
All right. Got a few more. If you want to let us know, maybe lightly, you know, how your kid ruined your day. Not like, I found out he wasn't even my kid.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's not go dark. Keep it light and fun.
How did your kid ruin your day? 99.7 DJX.
Stephanie started it with a diaper and poo flinging incident.
Yeah, there's a lot of bathroom.
There is
a lot of bathroom. Like Kim says, when my nephew was a baby and his kid, he would in his crib, he would remove his diaper and finger paint.
Oh, on the wall. Oh, no.
You know what? What an artist. Wow. What an artist. Using what he has around for art.
Sure.
Love it.
Okay. And then, oh, gosh, Melanie says, I was getting ready for Justin Timberlake concert a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Bought one of the sweaters that's short and stops at your waist. I'm 46 years old.
Sure.
My 14-year-old daughter came in and said, oh, that's cute. But then said, wait, no, you look like a box. I had this sweater on with jeans, and I was like, okay, thanks for the blunt truth. I changed into something different.
Listen, they can be honest, but at the same time, they want you to go out looking good.
Oh, no.
And they're going to let you know.
They are.
They're going to let you know more than, like, your husband will even.
Oh, 1,000%. Yes, because the husband knows. Mm. That's not what you say. Not at all.
Joey.
I had a truck that I'd go mudding in, and they decided to take it out joyriding, trying to go mudding themselves, although rolling the truck sideways down a hill is not the way to go mudding.
How old were they when they did this?
14.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, does the apple fall far from the tree? Did you do something like that when you were little?
I was not that bad.
Okay. Sure. Thanks, Joey.
Oh, Kylie, I was in Target going to the restroom. My 3-year-old goes, yuck, mama, your poop stinks.
Oh, man. Right there in the restroom.
In the bathroom, yes. Oh, gosh.
That is rough. That is rough.
What do you say to that?
Angela, how did your kid, quote, ruin your day?
When my oldest was little, we were at the store shopping, and I wouldn't buy her what she wanted.
Okay.
So as we were leaving, she yelled out, someone please help me. This is not my mommy.
What?
No, she did not.
Oh, she did.
Gosh, I mean, and people, like, they don't ignore that nowadays anymore. Did people come running?
No, they all knew that she was mine. They were laughing, but I was just dumbfounded. The only time in my life I wanted to just strangle my own kid.
Oh, wow. She's not my mom.
Oh, wow. I mean, that's what you teach them to say if someone, like a stranger, grabs them.
Right.
But, oh, yeah, I got a text when my son was 3. He evidently figured out how to purchase movies on Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm.
He bought Trolls 2 approximately 20 times over the course of a couple weeks. Somehow figured out the passcode, didn't realize it till it was too late, and $250 later.
I'll tell you what. It's the youngest kid that always kind of tests you. Like, and Zoe figured out our passcode. And we had to change our passcode so many different times because she would order things on Amazon. She would order on Amazon Prime.
It's so easy. You click it and it shows up.
Yeah, and she, oh yeah. Wait, all you have to do is put in this passcode. All right, this I already know
magical.
It. Boop, 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 boop. And we were like, Zoe.
It's a test of money.
You have got to stop doing this.
You've got to, like, ask mommy and daddy permission. Oh my gosh, Andrew, on vacation in Hilton Head, our 4th kid, 3 years old at the time, decided she was going to play hide and seek and not tell anyone.
Mm-hmm.
She fell asleep in the corner of a room in our condo behind a trash can. Really good hiding spot, if I'm being honest. When we noticed she was missing, my mind immediately went to, she's been eaten by one of the alligators next to our place.
Oh my gosh.
Took about 30 minutes of screaming her name and frantically searching for her. We love that girl so flipping much. Oh yeah, that reminds me of the time that I met our neighbor's nanny for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And so my daughter she disappears. And I start freaking out.
How old's your daughter?
She was nowhere in the house. She was probably 5 or 6, I think.
Okay.
Five or six. And I'm running all, she's not in the house at all. So I'm outside now. And right. I'm like screaming her name around the yard.
Right.
Nothing.
Right.
I start going down the street. We lived on a cul-de-sac at the time. There was a pond at the end of the cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
My mind immediately goes to that girl's in the pond.
Oh, geez.
Like I'm just screaming down, running down the street. Finally decide I'm going to knock on the neighbor's door where her little bestie lived. And they love to play together. She's inside the house.
Yeah.
And that's how I am like hysterical. And that is how I meet their nanny for the first time. Hi, I'm Kelly. I live next door. I'm like, my daughter. I'm sorry. I was just like emotional. And that is how we learned. And Ava was visibly like, oh, sorry, mama. Like she did, she saw how upset I was. I'm like, you have to tell me when you're disappearing. Asking mama, can I go to Sophia's house?
Yeah, I feel like I probably did that to my mom several times.
Oh my gosh. That I will never forget that fear that sinks into you when you have no idea where your child, she could have been snatched out of the front yard. Like I had no idea. My mind went immediately to the dark places. She's just next door. Just playing inside.
Yeah, it was like when I punched my friend in the when I was in kindergarten and I decided I didn't want to reap the
repercussions.
The punishment, right? And so I just left.
Yep.
I'm out. I just left. I was like, you know what? I think I know how to walk home. I'm gonna go.
Gosh.
Anyways. Oh. All right. So hey, some good good stories there. We can all laugh and
we can laugh now.
Yes, we can all laugh.
But it ruined the day at the time.
100% All right, thank you.